Chapter 15. Bob is everywhere. All the inhabitants of the Emerald City are waiting in a circle in the town square. There are Winkies and Munchkins here, too. The witches must have brought them over from the other areas of Oz to help run the city. I look over at the Munchkins. Is that Orly? It is! I wave to her, and she super subtly waves back. I'm glad she didn't get in trouble for helping us escape. The winged monkeys are here too, flying overhead, keeping an eye on everyone. Our entire squad, Bob, Tin Man, Lion, Scarecrow, Frankie, Robin, Penny, Dorothy, the two dogs, and I, are in position and trying to oh so casually wait for the witches. Our new tiger friend is here too, just in case we need extra backup. We came to the square a bit earlier to set up, carrying bags of the wizard's disguises. Are you sure this is going to work? Robin whispers to me. No, I say, but I don't know what else to try. We need those shoes, and we promised we'd help free Emerald City from the witches. Suddenly, we hear them above. Swoop, swoop, swoop. The two witches zip through the sky on their brooms and land in the town square.
Welcome to the Gray City,
the Wicked Witch of the East says with a laugh, throwing back her head. She's wearing a gray crown with gray stones, and she still has on Penny's checkered sneakers. Her sister laughs too, her cackle even more high-pitched. She has on the same crown, but she's wearing the silver slippers.
We are now your new leaders,
she announces. I glance up. The winged monkeys are flying in circles overhead, ready to take away anyone who disagrees with the witches, I guess. I don't see any monkeys that have Gluck's face, but that doesn't mean he's not here.
We want the wizard!
Penny suddenly cries out from the crowd, just as we planned.
Who said that?
The Wicked Witch of the West asks, peering into the crowd. No one answers.
The wizard is a wimp,
shouts the Wicked Witch of the East.
As soon as we arrived, he barricaded himself in his castle. He is hiding from us. He knows his magic is no match for ours.
She's right, Bob whispers to me, trembling. It isn't. I'm a total fraud.
But they don't know that, I remind him. Ready?
Ready,
he says nervously. Then he clears his throat, stands up as tall as he can, and shouts,
I am not a wimp. I am the great and powerful Wizard of Oz.
Except because he is a ventriloquist, he's able to throw his voice. It sounds like he's speaking from the other side of the crowd.
Let us see you,
the Wicked Witch of the East calls out, spinning around to find him.
I am everywhere and everything,
the wizard booms, his voice now coming from a different direction.
Prove it,
the Wicked Witch of the West says. From the other side of the crowd, the wizard's giant head pops up. The head has no body, it's just a head. Well, technically, Frankie is holding up the head, but no one else can see that.
I am the great and powerful Wizard of Oz,
the head says,
and I do not like being challenged.
I can see the wizard's mouth moving beside me, even though the voice sounds like it's coming from the head. The wizard is really good at this voice-throwing thing. The townspeople gasp. The head disappears. A massive ball of fire pops up on the other side of the circle. It's actually Tin Man holding up a huge cotton ball soaked in oil and set aflame. The wizard's voice booms again.
I am ordering the Wicked Witch of the West and the Wicked Witch of the East to leave the Emerald City.
The fire disappears, and then Lion, who's wearing a beast costume, rears up on his hind legs. He has the head of a rhinoceros with five eyes on its face,
as well as 5 arms and 5 legs, and it is covered in fur. People in the crowd start screaming in fear.
Leave now, and I will let you live!
The wizard roars, making it seem like the scary beast is speaking. The witches both laugh.
You don't scare us,
the Wicked Witch of the West declares.
I should,
the wizard says, his voice now coming from above somehow.
I am very magical, so magical, and I am not asking for much. I am asking for you to just leave us alone.
And the shoes, I whispered to him. We need the shoes.
And the shoes,
he adds.
We need the shoes.
Both pairs, Penny cries out.
No,
the Wicked Witch of the West says.
Definitively not, her sister adds.
The wizard looks at me.
What now?
He whispers. Tell them you'll drop a house on them if they don't do what you say, I whisper.
But I can't actually do that, he says.
I know, but you have to scare them. The wizard nods and shouts,
If you two don't listen to me, I will drop a house on you.
The Wicked Witch of the West laughs again.
2 people already tried that yesterday and it didn't work. What else you got?
You'll make it rain, I whisper to the wizard.
I'll make it rain,
he says.
Yeah?
The Wicked Witch of the East taunts.
Go ahead. Let's see you do that.
Everyone waits. The wizard looks at me.
No raindrops fall from the gray sky.
See? The witch says. You can't. You can't stop us. I bet you don't even have any magic at all.
The crowd gasps. The Wicked Witch of the West scans the crowd, and her gaze lands on me. I freeze.
Ah! I see that the girl who tried to squash my sister is here,
the witch snarls.
She came to rescue you all, did she? Are her friends here, too? Monkeys, get me the girl and her friends.
Oh, no. Before we can run, the winged monkeys have us all by the collars. And up, up, up we go, high into the sky. My stomach drops, and I look around at my friends in panic. Frankie, Penny, Robin, and Dorothy are all being carried up by the flying monkeys, too. I glance down at the crowd and search frantically for Prince, but I can't see him. Toto! Dorothy cries, but she clearly can't see him from way up here either. Finally, the monkey set us down right in front of the wicked witches. My friends and I huddle together as the witches glare at us.
You 5 are revolting,
the Wicked Witch of the East says.
We will lock you in my dungeon again, and this time you will rot there until the end of time.
The end of time sounds long. And we definitely won't be back in Smithville for dinner. Gluck did end up trapping us here, just like he wanted. What can we do? How can we ever get out of this?
I'm scared, Dorothy says, trembling.
It'll be okay, Penny tells her.
Does anyone have a pail of water? Frankie calls out. We could really use a pail of water about now. A bottle of water would be fine, too. A Dixie cup?
No answer. Crumbs.
Monkeys, take them away!
The Wicked Witch of the West cackles. The monkeys are swooping down to pick us up again when Prince runs into the center of the circle.
Prince, be careful! I cry.
Growl!
He barks, running straight for the Wicked Witch of the East.
Growl!
Toto barks in agreement, running right for the Wicked Witch of the West.
Get away from us, you disgusting animals!
The Wicked Witch of the East snaps. But before either witch can do anything, Prince starts licking the Wicked Witch of the East's ankle. Toto begins licking the Wicked Witch of the West's ankle. Dorothy and I glance at each other. What are our dogs doing? Why are they being friendly to the witches? Toto isn't friendly to anyone. And I thought Prince was loyal to me. But wait. The Wicked Witch of the East cries as her body starts getting weirdly smaller. Is she shrinking?
No!
The Wicked Witch of the West shouts as her body does the same thing. My eyes widen. Oh my goodness. The witches are melting. The dog's saliva is making the witches melt, Frankie cries, just like water would. OMG. Is anything grosser? But yay?
Yay!
The witches get tinier and tinier as they melt down, down, down. We hear the faintest of shrill cries, and suddenly there is nothing where the witches stood but their capes, hats, brooms, two gray crowns, striped tights, and shoes. The puddles soak right into the ground and disappear. Penny says, looking around, did Toto and Prince just lick the witches away with their dog slobber? Yes, I say disbelievingly. I think they did. Toto and Prince bark proudly, their tails wagging. The witches are gone? Dorothy asks. They are, Frankie cries, her eyes sparkling. Hurrah, Robin says, doing a little dance. Good boy, I tell Prince, scooping him up and nuzzling him close, just as Dorothy scoops up Toto and praises him too.
The witches are gone!
The wizard's voice booms out. A whole bunch of munchkins and winkies start running toward us. They're cheering and clapping. I spot Orly among the munchkins, and she sprints over to me and grabs me and Prince in a hug.
Thank you so much, she cries. Because your dogs got rid of the witches for good, we're no longer under their spell. We're free!
We couldn't have escaped in the first place without you, I tell Orly, hugging her back. It's true, Frankie says with a grin. Everyone contributed. The munchkins and winkies are all dancing and cheering in celebration.
Ding dong, the witches are dead, Penny starts to sing.
Everyone joins in. Lion does the floss. Tin Man and Scarecrow do the Macarena.
The wizard will reclaim his rule, the guardian of the gate says. Hurrah!
Then Penny stops singing. I look over to her and see that she's running for the spot where the witches melted. The magic silver shoes are lying there, and so are her checkered sneakers. Yay! Penny snatches them both up and lifts them all above her head, two in each hand, in a V for victory. At last, we can go home. The gray clouds disappear, and blue skies are everywhere. Flowers start to bloom in all colors of the rainbow. The gray has been lifted.
But why isn't everything green again? One of the townspeople asks. Everything is just regular color. I thought this was the Emerald City.
Because you're not wearing your glasses, the wizard says, stepping into the middle of the circle. I am sorry to tell you this, but I am a fraud. I don't really have any magical powers.
Everyone gasps.